Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Tuesday. The Packers not in OTAs or minicamp just yet, so all's quiet on the Packers front, if you don't count the news from The Guardian this morning that Brett Favre is being sued by the state of Mississippi. Oh, Brett. So unfortunate. Other than that, not a lot going on with the green and gold, but always here to talk some Packers with you fine folks. And to quote the Nazi from Raiders, so what shall we talk about? That's right. It's up to you folks to drive the conversation today because I got nothing. What's up, Danny? Greetings from Seattle. Greetings from New York City. You're up bright and early. Hope you're having a good day wherever you are out there, each and every one of you Packers fans worldwide. Good morning, fellow cheeseheads. What's up, Kevin? Hope you're doing well. Let's talk about the route tree. How many routes are on the tree? And Nags, could you name them for the chat, folks? I couldn't off the top of my head. I know a bunch of them. The nine route or the go route, which is a simple fly, straight line. The post, when you do one of these. I always think of unnecessary roughness. I thought you were going to do one of these. The post is when you, start on what looks like a nine, and then you take it to the post or the middle of the field. There's a slant. There's a quick slant right off the line of scrimmage. You can run a slant a little deeper. There's an angle route where you come out of the backfield and it looks like you're seeping out into the flat, and then all of a sudden you cut back inside. Sometimes that can be confused with a Texas route or a choice route where the back comes out of the backfield and lines up on the linebacker, and he has a choice given whatever leverage he sees the backer playing, or sometimes a safety, to cut inside or outside. And of course, obviously, he's got to be on the same page with the quarterback in that regard. But a lot of times you'll see backs out of the backfield have what they call a choice route. This goes on and on. I don't want to bore people, but I would suggest anyone interested in that kind of thing, read. There's a couple books to read when it comes to like X's and O's stuff. I'd highly recommend Smart Football's book, Chris Brown's two books. They're really good stuff. And I think in Take Your Eye Off the Ball, I think they have a route tree diagrammed there. I'd also highly recommend finding Matt Bowen's old stuff for National Football Post. It's still all out there on the internet. If you Google Bowen, he did a playbook series for National Football Post back in the day where he broke down all of that stuff. And it's really good. And like I said, it's still out there. We got some super chats. What's up, Dustin? How you doing? Didn't happen last year. Big Lebowski watch party. I hope so. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Jeff, what's going on, buddy? Morning, Nags. What is your best guess at the year that Watson will be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame? I want to line up my Canton hotel early. Ooh, I don't know if you saw the lead article this morning at Cheesehead TV, but I believe it was something along the lines of, can we stop putting Christian Watson in the Hall of Fame already? No, that wasn't the headline. I think it's I can't remember what the headline is. Hold on. It was, it's from Corey Jenner. John, enough with silly Christian Watson expectations. You hear that, Jeff? Enough. I said enough. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? How you doing? Sean Perry, what's going on, man? Now that we are a few months removed from the playoff loss and we can evaluate without emotion. Is that possible? How much is on 12, on coach, on special teams, on injuries? What happened? Yes, is what the answer to that is. It's on everybody, man. And look, yeah, did 12 play below his standards? No question about it. Did Matt fail to really kind of materialize, help his quarterback produce some more offense? Yes, absolutely. Special teams, clearly a liability. Severely limited their ability to win that game with the block punt, etc. The list is long, man. And it's just like going back to 2014 with the loss in Seattle. I remember, I think it was Zach Cruz did something for Cheesehead TV where he listed 22 reasons they lost that game. You know, that game against the 49ers is similar. There are a ton of things you can point to. It's the game of football is the ultimate team sport. We always give it lip service, but then when things go wrong, everybody wants to find the culprit or the thing, you know? It's a team game, man. Everybody lost that game for the Packers. Everybody. All right. Maybe not the defense, but everybody, you know, and even look at the defense, man. They get a stop there at the end so they don't get in field goal position. Good chance they win that game. You know, that it just obviously there's more blame to go around for certain individuals rather than others. But, man, it's a team loss. That is a team loss. No doubt about it. Someone posited the fade route. Oh, God. Not the fade. I think didn't the Rams, like, run a fade on the goal line in the Super Bowl and score a touchdown? One in a million, man. One in a million. No fades at the goal line, please. 90 to 100 targets for Big Bob Tonyan? Pete, that's a really good question. I feel like that's a bit high, if only because I know he's, you know, been reportedly or is reportedly expected to be ready for training camp in some capacity. I can't imagine he plays early in the season. Maybe, you know, he proves me wrong. Maybe he surprises with, you know, some incredible recovery. Man, that was a significant injury he suffered there in Arizona. And I know it was like about halfway through the year, so he's had time. But especially given how conservative the Packers traditionally are, getting guys back onto the field, I just think it'll eat into his opportunities. But, man, I think if all things being equal, if he was on the field from week one, yeah, I think that's a possibility. No doubt about it. What's that? If only the Packers had taken a knee in the end zone. Yeah, but you know, you're not thinking like that. You're punting. You know, you should be able to punt. It's not rocket science. Well, Hayden, Minnesotan. What's up, man? How you doing? Morning, Aaron from John Elders, carrying the G from Oregon. Thanks for providing the latest on the Packers. You're welcome, John. At the moment, there ain't a whole lot. There ain't no latest. So just chatting it up with you fine folks. Matthew, I really wish the wide receiver bubble screen will be scrapped and burned this season. That's such a wasted play. I mean, I don't hate it if it's used judiciously. I don't hate it as a wrinkle. I do hate how sometimes it's so clearly part of their game plan because they've seen something on tape with the defense that they're facing that they know they can take advantage of, which they usually do at least once. But then it's like going back to that well repeatedly throughout the game where, you know, the diminishing returns start to show up. That's where it gets frustrating. The Titans game a couple years ago is a prime example of that. They did a really good job of coming up and tackling and limiting run after the catch. But yeah, I mean, it's all open. It should be all open. You want to utilize every kind of arrow in your quiver, right? I don't mind the wide receiver screen, but man, the one that really destroys me is when it's third and goal from like the 8 or 9 or something, and then they throw the wide receiver screen trying to like form a tunnel and get the guy up the field. I mean, occasionally you would see Devontae bust one, like make a spin or something, get up the sideline and dive in. But man, those third and longs where they throw the wide receiver screen, those kill me. Those absolutely kill me. ADF, what's up, man? Who would you rather have at their best, Lazard, Tonyan, or MVS? Ooh, that's a really good question. I mean, I don't know. It's such different players, and what's the situation? Who's, you know, what's the game situation? What am I asking them to do? I mean, because if I've got an RPO on and Aaron decides to hand the ball off, I want Lazard out there to pummel some fools in the run game, right? I mean, overall, too, it's like Tonyan, what is he being asked to do? I don't know, man. That's a really tough one. I love MVS. I'm not going to say sad, but I'm disappointed that he got away. I think he's going to maybe not like become a superstar, but I think he's going to be a really solid receiver for Kansas City. Yeah, man, I think, you know, each one of them has got strengths in different areas. Probably if I had to choose, if I was forced to choose, I'd take Tonyan. Because I think you can do more with him. But that's just me. Whoa. the Packers signed Rasheed Walker and that Kobe guy yesterday. Yes, Logan, they signed Kobe Jones, I believe his name is, out of Mississippi State, undrafted linebacker. He's been with a couple other teams. He was one of their tryouts over the rookie minicamp weekend, and he is the 90th guy on the roster. So any move going forward that they make will have to have a corresponding move. But yes, they signed one final line outside backer. I'll take that one. Let's talk about everything everywhere all at once in the multiverse where Green Bay won all of those playoff games. Michael, I like where your head's at. That movie is incredible. I cannot recommend it enough. It is so outstanding. Run to the theater. Do not walk. It is so good. Chris, what's up, man? Can it be mid-July already? Mid-early July has nothing enticing, with the only caveat being good weather, even when it's humid as fuck. Give me training camp already. I'm with you, man. Everyone always hates it when I say it, but it's like the all-star break in baseball is so great because you're that much closer to football starting. Like, that's it. That's the only marker I need. And yeah, I'm with you. I would skip summer like that if I could. Summer's fine, whatever. Get outside, great. Have a good time. But man, I'm jonesing for training camp. And I know my co-founder, Corey Banky, he's much more about the lead up to training camp, calls it pre-camp. That's where he likes to live. So, you know, that month of July leading up to training camp. But man, I'm like, get me to camp. I cannot wait. Big Daddy Cool Breeze, what's going on, man? Sean Ryan equals Josh Sitton and Troy Polamalu had a baby. It is definitely the offseason. My goodness. I don't hate on it. I don't hate on it. Big Daddy Cool Breeze reminds me, his presence here reminds me, be on the lookout for Cheesehead TV's live Packers trivia later this offseason. That's right. That's right. Daily Packers trivia will be returning to the YouTube channel. Be on the lookout. It's not imminent or anything, but it is coming. So be ready. Big B, I know you'll be down. We got someone checking in from Australia. What is going on? Most hated. I need my summer sun. You can have it, man. I'll be inside. I'll be in the movie theater. Ryan, sign Julio and shelf him till week 13. I mean, that might be OBJ, right? I'll tell you what, I would not put it past them to sign OBJ. I mean, they were in on him last year, obviously. Now he's dealing with the ACL that he suffered in the Super Bowl, but it wouldn't surprise me if Brian made a run later in the year. Would not surprise me at all. The thoughtful one. What's going on, man? Will Rogers be at OTAs to help get these rookies up to speed? Reportedly, no. I think he did say to McAfee that he will pop in or stop by from time to time. But for the most part, he will be, he will not be in attendance for OTAs, as far as I know, until the mandatory minicamp that weekend in June. So we'll see. Maybe plans change. Maybe he does show up. We'll find out. But I know from everything we've heard publicly that he will not be in attendance, at least early on. But again, that could change. Larry, do I see Bakhtiari moving inside as he ages? No, I do not. He is a left tackle. He is the left tackle. He is a premier left tackle. He's not going anywhere. No, they will continue to utilize him as their blindside protector. Michael, what's up, man? The top three cornerback and top two safeties might be the best in the league, but I'm a little concerned about depth should anyone go down. Be interested in your thoughts. Michael, I talked a little bit about this with Mark Oldacres on his 53-man roster prediction, the way too early 53-man roster prediction. You can check that out on the YouTube channel. I'm not, because like that's the NFL, man. And look, they're developing guys. They want guys like Shamar, Jean Charles to come along, right? And that's the whole point of draft and develop. You can't have superstars along every depth chart, you know? The fact that you have those five starters is amazing. It's incredible. Most teams are lucky if they have one corner as good as the Packers have. They have three. You know, I get the concern, quote unquote, but man, that's football. And is there a chance they kind of poach someone off a practice squad again or trade for somebody or maybe sign a free agent down the line? Yeah, absolutely. There's a chance that happens. But man, you can't fill every single spot with ultimate depth. That's just not the NFL these days. You know, this ain't the 80s and 90s where teams could hoard talent. You know, where the Packers are is really, really good. So yeah, will it be concerned if someone goes down? Absolutely, of course. But that's why you draft and that's why you develop and that's why you bring these guys along. Who knows? Maybe Jean Charles makes that jump. Maybe Kabion Ento flashes again. Like, you never know who's going to step to the fore. Yeah, but again, will they keep their eyes open? No question about it. But I don't see it as some dire, pressing thing, you know? It's like, that's life in the league. And they're sitting pretty damn pretty. What else we got? What else we got? We got ADF. What's up, man? Also, what would you recommend for touring Lambeau and going to training camp as a birthday gift for my dad? Oh, what's up? That's awesome, dude. I mean, the Lambeau tours are awesome. What they do provide now, or they offer, are alumni tours. I know Corey and his girlfriend Rachel went on a tour with Leroy Butler, and they said it was fucking amazing. So you can look on the website. They have, I think they have a schedule. It's not out probably yet, but they will once you get closer to camp. And you can get, like, you know, some Packer alumni to show you around Lambeau. It's pretty dope. As far as, like, when to go, I've said this before, and I'll probably say it all summer. Make sure, if you want to see hitting, don't go right away. Don't go that first week, because the first 5 days have to be without pads per the CBA. So I would show up like 6-7 days into camp, and that way you'll see some pads, you'll see some hitting. It'll be a really good time. Deshaun, man, what's up? What's the plan on offense in the red zone this year? That's an excellent question. Well, you can't focus on Devontae, so maybe that forces them to get a little more creative, so to speak. And I know it's interesting. Last year, we heard from Devontae and Aaron both at points throughout the season talking about we need to be more aggressive, i.e., in their parlance, that means throw the ball more. I think they need to lean into the run more. Get A.J. Dillon going. That would be me. And then play action, maybe to Tonyan, et cetera. Like, get that stuff opened up. But I'm sure, you know, that's the kind of thing they'll be working on, you know, the next kind of month or so. They're building that offense and trying to figure out where things went wrong last year, because 2 years ago, they were absolutely lights out in the red zone. And then last year, they really struggled, and again, struggled in the playoff game. So I'm with you, man. That is one thing they definitely need to take a close look at. Chris, what's up, man? I want to know why OBJ and Julio are still free agents. What the hell are they waiting for? An injury? Question whether they still want to play? Come on, sign already. What? Why? Who? What game is being played on Sunday? Wait, is your fantasy draft happening? Man, chill. They're older veterans. They don't need to say, they probably don't even need camp. I mean, but two, it's like, yeah, they're probably waiting for an injury in some team. And they'll be signed in. I mean, OBJ, he's not going to sign it, I wouldn't think, anytime soon, coming off that injury. But, you know, Julio hasn't been able to play 16 games in forever. He's an older guy. Didn't have a great year last year. He's undoubtedly not gotten anywhere near the kind of offer he would like monetarily. So I would think, yeah, he's going to wait for an injury and then take some calls. Marshall, what's up, man? Which former Packers player in their prime would you plug into this current team? Ryan Longwell, Chuck Cecil, Aaron Campman, or Micah Hyde? Oh, Micah Hyde without delay. Oh, my God. You talk about someone worrying about the secondary depth. That would solve it. Oh, my God. Micah Hyde. Oh, the one that got away. I'll never understand it. I know everyone talks about Casey Hayward. Casey Hayward made total sense. Micah Hyde never will. Ever will. You're a draft and develop team. You drafted this kid. You developed him. He was becoming an amazing football player, playing his best ball toward the end of his fourth year. He's your tied for your all-time leader in punt returns for touchdowns. Complete player. Draft, develop, and then you let him walk away because you have ha-ha Clinton Dix as a starter. Oh. That's a tough one. That's one I'll never get over. And I know per Domofsky's reporting, that was a call that was made by Russ Ball. We all know things were a bit messed up at that point in the Packers front office because Ted's ailing health was making things hard for everybody involved. And Russ Ball made that call. And I love you, Russ, but that's one that's going to be hard. That's going to be hard for me to ever forgive you for. But yeah, man, Micah Hyde would make this team insane. Chris, what's up, man? James Bradbury, thank you. You're welcome. Dave, what's up, man? Teams were on high alert for Tonyan every play action pass last year, similar to what you, Jumos, talked about with the linebacker. Do Packers have personnel tells on offense? I think they did at times. I don't think there's any question. I also think that, you know, when it came to the red zone, especially early in the season, they were leaving guys in, both Tonyan and Lazard, to help those tackles, you know, especially Nyman. Early on, because they were facing great pass rushers and they had a very inexperienced tackle out there. You know, there's plenty of clips that you can see out in San Francisco that week three game, the next week against Pittsburgh, against, TJ Watt. There were a lot of instances where they had to leave those guys in to help block, you know, so their production suffered a little bit, but Yeah, I think there was a case, a little case of that, no doubt about it. And that's one of the things you're doing now, right? You're looking at what worked and what didn't and trying to maybe switch things up a little bit. I mean, that was always the problem with, Jimmy Graham, kind of everywhere he's been. That's one of the reasons the Saints moved on from him initially, is that it was such a tell when he was on the field. You knew, although they're probably not running the ball because Jimmy can't block for shit, And it just becomes a little too easy for the defense to figure things out. Now, I don't think the Packers were in any way, shape, or form that obvious with something, as far as this personnel means X is going to happen. But I do think it got to a point at times last year where you guys, you're on the watch parties with us, you can kind of tell when that wide receiver screen is coming. You know when that tunnel screen is coming to Aaron Jones on the quick out. There's little things that kind of got you see them enough, and sure enough, you know what's going to happen when you see the formation prior to the snap of the ball. But for the most part, I think they've done a good job of keeping things, keeping defenses off balance in that regard. Cyril, what's up, man? Haven't seen you in forever. Well, I hope Crosby has a great camp and keeps his job. How great would it be to have a Canadian Molson on the team? Reminds me of my youth, those days at DePaul University. I may have had a Molson or two. Yeah, that'd be fun, man. Chris, what's up? Not worried. Aaron Rodgers with multiple targets greater than just Tay. I mean, yes and no. It's got to happen. It's not automatic. But you do look at those seven games they played without Devontae while Matt LaFleur has been in town, and you see how they've done as far as creating new ways to get guys the football in space and utilize everybody on offer. Yeah, I mean, that is promising. There's no doubt about that. All right. I think that'll do it. All right. I got all the super chats. Ty Summers, question mark. David, that's a question for Brandy. All right, everybody. I'm gonna have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.